Look at Dallas-Fort Worth. Why would anyone in Las Colinas, why would anyone in Sound Lake, Colleyville, why would anyone in Grapevine, why would anyone in Dallas or Fort Worth be interested in the gospel?
I walk the line, leave it all.
I want to tell you why. They're struggling. They're struggling. Doesn't matter what they drive. Doesn't matter what kind of house they live in. People are hurting because you're listening to a man who's had billionaires in his services. I've had CEOs of major corporations in my service. I've had actors and singers in our services before. And you're up there preaching, you wonder, why on earth are they here? They got everything. Wonder what they're doing here. I want to tell you what they're doing there. They're struggling. God are empty. They're lonely. No joy, no peace, bitterness, selfishness, resentment, anger, sorrow, anxiety, depression, void of hope. The Bible says those who have not accepted Jesus Christ are going to hell. You can say that. They're eternally lost, John 3:36, certain of hell, Revelation 21:8. Listen to this. But the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. They're awaiting judgment, Hebrews 9:27. That's why the man in Macedonia said, come over here and help us. A Savior to save us from this present world. Man, we're deteriorating all around us, guys. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. One of a kind. Jesus, God's only Son. Save me, Jesus, from the world around me. We're living in perilous times. Are eternal. Raven Hill used to say to me for several years, almost every single time I met with him, he said, focus on eternity. Psalm 105 verse 4 says, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Take it from the psalmist, my friend. Go after God. Don't let anyone stop you from pursuing Jesus.